اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is part of a speech of Imam Khomeini, the founder of Islamic Revolution of Iran. It is hoped that the reflection of this divine trust, which has been officially established in Iran, will reach all Islamic communities and lead governments and nations to obtain an understanding of this vital issue in order to curb the grip of world-devouring superpowers, the worst criminals in the history of mankind, from the oppressed people of the world. In this final will and testament, I briefly mention these points in passing and hope that writers, sociologists, and historians can elaborate on the ideas which have influenced the Muslim nations wrongly.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the performance of obligation. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has said, "For us, the important thing is that we perform our duty." Now, he is referring to what we need to do is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, obviously he wants us to perform something and to obey him. And there is where we need to perform our duty. And the duty is to perform the obligations. When we talk about the obligations, daily obligations, for example, we have daily prayer, five-time prayers. We have fasting in the month of Ramadan. We need to give charity. We need to give alms. And all these things are because we need to perform this, because Allah wants these things from us so that we can show Him that we really worship Him and we really take care about the creation and we take care about our relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, it is important to perform our duty, and that is the only thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل
If we are, for example, performing our five-time prayers, if our sisters are observing their hijab, if the men are going out in order to get some halal sustenance, this seals all the duty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put on us. And we need to perform this so that we can get the success from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, Imam Khomeini is also referring to the same thing. And he is saying, he's emphasizing that for us, the important thing is that we perform our duty. The rewards are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who give us the reward. And he is rewarding us for what we are performing. Therefore, we should not be very much careful about the results. The main thing is if we have performed what we need to perform and what was our duty, then obviously the results are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the one who gave us the best reward in hereafter, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night. Every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah.